Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As we look at the storm damage in Sioux Falls today, we're welcoming to the Kirby Family Studio Mick Gibbs. He is president and CEO of the Avera Heart Hospital. Mick Gibbs, thanks for being here with us today on a tough day for sure.
Thank you, Lori.
Tell us an overall picture of where you're located at so people can have a sort of mental map in their heads here.
So geographically, we are in the south end of Sioux Falls and a little bit to the west. So we are south of 229 and Louise, the intersection of 229 and Louise in that general area.
So at what point this morning or last night do you realize there is a problem with this storm?
So I get a call at about 11:30 last night, and the suggestion was that there was damage to our roof and broken windows. And so I got ready and got to work by 11:45 to personally assess the situation.
And what did you find when you arrived? Exactly what you expected to find. Yeah.
Worse. It was a remarkable damage to the south-facing side of our building, and it was jarring, to say the least. But I realized that meant we had to ready ourselves to respond, because as a heart hospital, we are dedicated to saving lives. And I realized that if we can't prepare ourselves to get back into service, then there are consequences.
Right. So this is a place where people go when they're having an emergency as well.
In fact, yes, indeed, yeah. Lori. And in fact, as the tornado traced over the top of the heart hospital, there was a patient on the table having an emergency heart attack response procedure, so a cath procedure, as the tornado traced over the top. And so the staff in the cath lab, their ears popped, and the building felt a shake, or they felt a shake in the building. And this patient is doing wonderful and recovering as best as we could have ever hoped, even under normal circumstances. And so it really demonstrates the steady hand of the team at the Avera Heart Hospital.
Did the doctors who were in and the medical professionals in that room have any idea that was coming, or was that something that was they didn't know what it was,
right,
as it was happening? They just knew it was something and they had to keep going.
They knew they had to keep their focus.
Right.
And unfortunately, they were so busy all evening that they wouldn't have had any indication of what was going on outside,
right,
of the cath lab.
All right, so what are the first things that you do as a president now that you sort of see this damage, you have a big picture, you've got to make preparations. What do you do first?
I do. So first, you have to keep a steady hand. You have to show calm, steady resolve and demonstrate a plan for your team to get back to normal operations, or as normal as you can make them given the circumstances. And so we called in an incident command team at approximately 11:46. If I said I walked onto the campus at 11:45, it took me no time to say we need a team of people to respond to a variety of logistics, operations, planning, supplies. Nutrition is something that we oftentimes forget in crises. We don't eat. We don't nourish ourselves. And so in this case, we have to make sure we have all those things ready. So we called people in from their home through a process called a calling tree. And you just assign people to start drawing, going through the calling tree and calling people in and seeing who can, who's able to. Keeping in mind that we're still in the middle of a storm, and right, it was not easy to pass 69th Street to the Heart Hospital. And I have the fortune of having a high vehicle that could navigate, but not everybody has a vehicle with high clearance. So those are all variables you have to factor in. So it's not algebra, it's calculus.
Right. What's the situation like right now as far as patients and staff in the facilities?
Mm-hmm. So we are full of patients.
Right.
We did not have to divert any patients from the Avera Heart Hospital. Now, we received some patients that were diverted, but we ourselves were able to maintain full functionality, even though as I walked in, the lobby, the windows in the south side of the building were all broken out, or all busted. But in patient care areas, and maybe by the sheer grace of God, the patient care areas did not have broken windows. So I was pleased to see that we could continue to provide patient care. We had power, we had water, we had all the necessary utilities to continue to function.
for people who have appointments, for people who have emergencies, what's your message to them as far as connecting with the Heart Hospital today and into the following? Because there's more weather on the way.
Indeed. So we canceled all elective procedures and all elective visits today. And then we'll begin rolling those back out starting tomorrow and into next week when we have every reason to believe we'll be at full functionality. And the only reason we're at full functionality is a partnership between the city, its agencies, as well as private entities who, by 9:30 this morning, our entire parking lot, which was littered with trees, and was completely cleared and ready for vehicles. And unfortunately, when I say littered with trees, that means the staff who were taking care of that patient in that cath lab, their cars were destroyed by either trees or debris or just the pressure between the inside of the vehicle and the outside with the storm. Their windows blew out. So part of my job as a CEO was to find them rides, to get them home so they could rest and be ready for the next scheduled shift.
Structural damage to the building, you've had that assessed?
All cosmetic damage, no structural damage. We had engineers on the roof last night making sure that there wasn't any serious damage to the roof, and the building itself is extremely sound, but we do have broken windows that will have plywood up to protect from any rain today or tomorrow.
What can you tell us about other Avera buildings? We're hearing reports about Avera Behavioral Health. What do you know?
Yeah, so as their neighbor, I know a little bit. We took some of their patients last night, and the tornado hit them more intensely than it hit us. So we were on the edge of the heart of the funnel, and they were right in the heart of the funnel. So they're still assessing, but I do believe that they have some patients still in the Avera Behavioral Health Center, and some of their patients have gone on to McKinnon or, like I said, to the Heart Hospital.
What do you want to say to your staff? You know, clearly you think maybe first about patients and patient care and really the mission that Avera has, but what do you want to say to those staff members who not only stayed last night, but who are going to do the hard work, you know, throughout the following days in communication, in nutrition, in patient care, in administration, and the list goes on. What have you already seen from them, and what do you want to say to them going forward?
So my extreme appreciation for their level of commitment. So we go from saving lives to the kind of heroic behavior I saw last night, which was awe-inspiring. So there are hundreds of people that have not gone to bed yet from the Avera Heart Hospital cleaning up debris. As we speak here on today, they're still cleaning up debris and making sure that we can get that building back to serving patients. And it is, I don't know what to say other than makes me extremely proud to be part of this family.
Mm. Mick Gibbs is president and CEO of Avera Heart Hospital in Sioux Falls. Thank you so much for making time for the listeners of South Dakota as well.
Thank you.